Rotational dating in my life means that instead of me having one partner, I currently have five mini partners that I can rotate through as I see fit. Some of them are bedroom focused, some of them are dating focused, and there's a little bit of overlap there. But for me, it protects my mental health. I'm not exclusive or monogamous with any of these men. That just subliminally does not put me in a crazy girl phase. I get to that crazy girl phase of checking Snap scores and looking at Instagram followers when I'm in a monogamous relationship. So this has really helped my mental health. The men don't know each other. They do know I have a rotation. I think all of them do have one on their own. I don't think the other girls know. But honestly, it's been really great for me and I've grown so much. It's not a forever thing, but it's been a couple of years for me. One of my partners I've been with for 4 years. And honestly, let's be real, it's been amazing for my hoe phase.
I see a future and I dread it.
All right, you know the world is in a good place. You know dating and the future of relationships are in a good place when women today can claim that dating five or more men at a time is good for her mental health.
I currently have five mini partners, but for me, it protects my mental health.
And the goal for today is to expose the trap that women set for men. Yes, this has been a trap that's been played over and over and over again throughout the ages between men and women. However, in today's day and age, it should be more visible than ever because of social media and because a lot of women are just more than willing to expose this trap, this game, themselves. And a quick shout out here to Modern Western Queens on Instagram. Great channel, modern_western_queens. Let's get this guy's followers up. Really entertaining channel, and this is where I got the memes and videos for today's video. So what is this game? It is the old alpha seeds, beta mon needs. The goal of a woman is to get the seed from an alpha man while eventually finding a beta mon man to provide her for her security and needs. The alpha seed, what we call Chatter and Tyrone, think of the alpha seeds as the men that fulfill her most basic instincts of survival or reproducing. So a man with good genes for breeding, a guy that's tall, he's got looks, a man that could save her from her enemies, so he has muscles or strength, a man that could raise her social status, so a celebrity, a man with high social IQ or intelligence, so that's why women like funny guys, they're witty, it shows that high social IQ. Those are things that women get attracted to in the short term.
Can we please normalize intimacy without commitment? Like, I want to cuddle all night with a boy, I want him to compliment me, I want to compliment him, I want to hold hands, I want to go on dates together. I want to like text them, Snapchat them all day, every day, but then I also want to be able to disappear. Like, I want to ghost them for a week and not have them wonder why I'm doing that. Like, I want a boyfriend, but not the relationship. I want to hop on, hop off, pop in, pop out. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that needs to be normal.
Who's a hoe? Just a hoe. Who's a hoe? I said that you's a hoe.
This girl right here, the game that she is talking about right here that she wants, the cock carousel, she wants that game with this man, the guys that she considers the Chad and Tyrones. That's what she wants this whole game with. Perfect description she gave there of the cock carousel, because a lot of times those men are happy to oblige with the same thing she wants. You can talk when you want to talk. You can ghost for weeks at a time. Perfect scenario for the Chad and Tyrone and for a lot of women today on that CC. Now, the beta needs guy, the Harry, the Minkuses of the world. So think of the beta mon needs guy is feeding her non-sexual wants and desires. So a man that will worship her, he will give her security that he won't leave her. A man that can provide financially, that gives her financial security. And a man that will be a caring father or husband, that gives her security for her family prospects. But again, these are non-sexual wants and desires. Now, traditionally, the timeline of how this plays out is that she wants to experience all the alphas in her early years during her most valuable time. In her, you know, late teens, her 20s. Then she expects to settle with a beta mon when she can no longer compete with the looks and attention with younger women during her declining years. So typically at around 30 hits, and now she's looking to find that Harry or Minkus. That is the traditional timeline. But in today's world, where it is encouraged for women to date around, taste it all, and men cannot tell you what to do and can't shame you, that is where we see the beta mon come into play more now than ever. You teach me and I'll teach you. Beta mon. Gotta catch 'em all. Beta mon. Gotta catch 'em all. The beta mon explained, what is it? What is this game? Think about the opening video in her rotation of men that she talked about.
Rotational dating in my life means that instead of me having one partner, I currently have five mini partners that I can rotate through as I see fit. Some of them are bedroom focused, some of them are dating focused, and there's a little bit of overlap there.
So think, women are Pokemon trainers. They hold Pokeballs filled with Betamon men and use them at her disposal.
That I can rotate through as I see fit.
She is like a Pokemon trainer, meaning that her goal is that if she interacts with the world, she has these Pokemon creatures attached to her at all times around her belt that she can throw out for different uses in her life. She can just throw them out when she wants to use them and then put them back into their ball when she's done using them and puts them back on her hip. So she literally has these guys walking around following her in orbit throughout her life, and she gets to use them all for different purposes. We have a guy like the emotional tampon. What happens is when a girl, she opens up that Pokeball when she wants to spill her emotional garbage, or maybe she just got broken up with, or a guy just stood her up and she's upset. So what she does is she'll have guys that will just give her attention, compliment her, or they'll just sit there and listen. And those guys are thinking, oh, she'll see someday that I'm the nice guy. But in reality, she's just using that guy to get her confidence back up to continue chasing after the Chad and Tyrone.
Exposing girl secrets. A lot of girls will just go on Tinder or Bumble or something just so they can find a guy to call them pretty for a week. I knew a lot of girls who would find guys and match with them and talk to them and then be like, yeah, I'm gonna block him in an hour anyways.
So that guy has no shot. She uses him, puts him back in her, around her waist when she's done with him. Oh, thank you so much for listening. You're such a good guy. Any woman would be lucky to have you. I gotta go. Another instance of this is the free meal. She opens up that Pokeball when she wants to be treated to a free meal. My New Year's resolution is to stop spending so much money eating out. So I will be going on more dates, aka with the free meal Betamon. And so she says something like, hey, I'm hungry. What have you eaten yet? And then the guy on the other line, the Betamon's like, oh no, I could eat. Let me pick you up. I could take you out. And he takes her out to a nice dinner, and then she gets satisfied. Oh, and then she goes, oh, I gotta go home though. I gotta get up early in the morning. Thank you so much. She puts that man, the Betamon, back into her Pokeball. Or even in this video right here, the guys at the clubs that she uses for free drinks or bottle service, it's a kind of the same idea, the free meal or the free experience. Oh, really fun. Maybe she flirts with them at night and then she's like, well, I gotta go with my friends. They're leaving and the Uber's about to leave. Thank you so much. Bye. Puts them back into the Pokeball. And then finally, there might be the prospect. This is a guy that she'll give false hope to. So this might be a guy that is good looking enough. He's social enough. Maybe her friends and family like him. And maybe he would provide good financially for her in the future, but she's just not ready to give up all the fun yet to settle down with him. So she'll keep this guy around. She might even sleep with this guy every once in a while, or do some type of sexual act with him every once in a while to keep him in her orbit long term. But she's always in that stage of, I'm just not ready to get serious yet. Puts him back on her waist and keeps him long term in case she hits 30, 35 and needs a Betamon to rescue her. Here's an example of justifying the alpha seed phase, aka the cock carousel. Bunnies have lots of sex and we still think they're cute and pure. Let's treat women the same way. Of course. Don't want to lose the perks. Here's a perfect example of the beta needs Harry and Minkus. I need a man that will take care of me financially without asking for sex. They're just so open about it, guys. How about this summing up the Alpha Seeds Beta Needs game? Men, if DNA confirms the baby is not yours, it doesn't change the fact that you must take responsibility of the baby. Women go through a lot in marriages, and women deserve better. Wouldn't that be nice? Forgive her Alpha Seed stage. Become the Betamon needs man who stepped up. Let's cover more real life examples. 28-year-old here, looking for someone to connect with on an emotional level, not just sex. Single mama, one child, you must like thick BBW, big beautiful woman, and you have to be respectful. Be a gentleman. Dirty talk off the jump is a turnoff and will get you blocked. Not here for you to tell me to sit on your face. F off with that stuff. My B-Day is in a couple weeks, so if you want to get me something nice, a Peloton is on my wish list. AKA, right? She doesn't want sex. She wants the emotional commitment. She's ready for the beta needs, Harry and Minkus. She already has one child. She's already done the alpha seeds. What does she want? She wants a gentleman that will buy her a Peloton. Financial security. There it is, guys. 28 years old. Here's another one. Hey, I'm blank. I'm awesome and I love people. I'm looking for a friends with benefits. And I'm not talking about sex. Financial benefits, please and thank you. If you really care for me, you'd help me out because I'm worth it. Message me only if you can hang. Bye. You hear that, guys? She wants a friend with financial benefits, aka a Harry and Minkus beta needs man. At 24 years old, I'm looking for the real deal. A man who makes six figures, cooks, cleans, and buys me flowers every week. I'm not a damsel in distress. I'm beautiful, well-educated, smart, successful, and funny. I'm a catch, but I'm picky and hate men. I chose to be a single mother. I love my baby, but no, you won't ever meet him until I have three carrots on my finger. Yes, I'll probably be single forever with this attitude. No, I do not care. Why? Because she had her alpha seeds and now she wants her Betamon needs. I'm not settling for less. I know my value. 22-year-old, just looking for a guy to spend money on me. Looking to add a financial Betamon in my rotation. Let's end with this one, this meme. How it started. Abusive, immature jerks and F-boys. With decent, stable, responsible men. Ooh, you know she can't help it. She knows she can't help it. That CC's calling. How it's going? Single mother with the screaming baby from Chad. That is the Alpha Seeds Betamon Needs story, guys. All right, take care and do not fall for the trap.
Stay away from women. All they want from you is your man juice.
Don't forget, subscribe, like, comment, share the video, definitely subscribe.